Item number one is from the medical examiner, an informational report regarding a revenue deficit greater than $75,000 from Milwaukee County General Ordinance 56.02. This is informational unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. Brian Peterson, Medical Examiner, and Karen Domagowski, Operations Manager, with our usual annual deficit report. The good news for this year is that actually our referral casework is up 65% compared to last year, and that's net money to the county. The bad news, mainly bullet number three there regarding waive fees, mostly due to the economy, that's up about 18% over last year. And you put those things together, that's pretty much where the deficit has come from. So we're actually working harder, we're just making less money for it.
Thank you very much, Dr. Peterson. Any questions and comments? Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. I don't know if you run annual deficits, it's kind of pro forma. You made a comment that was our usual deficit. Is you've been usually deficiting this amount?
The hard part for us to predict, sir, is the, we can pretty much predict our work volume, but what we can't predict is who's going to actually pay us our fees. So since a lot of our revenue comes from fees, cremation permits, death certificate signings, and so forth, when somebody is in indigent status, we can't collect that fee. That's the unpredictable part.
Well, I understand that. I thought, and you said, you know, work is up, in a lot of areas, and profits are down, I guess, but we did, looking at you're going to offset the reduction by not filling this assistant medical examiner, I thought we were trying to take on more autopsies and for other communities too. Is that offset by, you mentioned, significant requests for private autopsies? So could you just expand on that a little bit or where we're going on that? Are we just going to see this? Or by not filling this position, you have more to do, but we got less money in, so where are we going, I guess?
Right. My goal really is to bring more work in because every outside case that we bring in, whether it's a private autopsy or from a different county, represents cash flow. All right. So for every one of those that we do, with since our costs are fixed next door, we bring in extra cases. That's more money. Like I said, we're up about 65% compared to last year. Number-wise, last year total we did 176 outside autopsies. So far this year, 290. So it's a lot more work. We're serving four other counties, the state, for prion-based disease that nobody else wants to touch, and we had another five counties that we did off and on. So I think there's more future there. I think there's probably more work that we can bring in. Hospital cases, for example, would be kind of the next step. I'm sorry?
We are in that position.
That's true. And ultimately, our vacant assistant medical examiner position is going to be filled, too. Right now, of course, one of our challenges is that to maintain our accreditation, each one of us can only do so many autopsies per year. I'm about there already for this year. It'll probably happen faster next year, so we have to watch those numbers too. But within those constraints, I believe there's still room to bring in more cases, and that's the goal. That plus try to, you know, more reliably predict what we won't get by way of fees, and I think we put those two things together, we'll probably be able to keep that deficit coming down.
Thank you. And I guess you answered my question. My question was by not filling this position and more work and what you just talking about and fleshed out for us, which I thought was good. But you are going to fill that, and then you presume that you're going to offset by putting this extra expense on by having more cases, just like you talked about, or going into some other areas you talked. So can I take that as your answer?
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Stafford?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning.
Good morning.
How many vacancies are in your office currently?
We currently have three. We have one for an assistant medical examiner, we have one for a technical director in the laboratory, and then we have one clerical position.
Okay. Which one were you just discussing?
This was the assistant medical examiner, the forensic pathologist position.
Okay. You look to fill all three or just that one?
Eventually we're going to need to. As far as the pathologist position goes, excuse me, as I said, we can only do a certain number of cases apiece. We're kind of at that level right now, so we're going to have to. As far as the lab position goes, once we've filled that position and we're inspected, we're going to have an accredited laboratory, which means we can start marketing those services too, which I think will be a profit center. And ultimately, with more cases to do for outside counties and more laboratory work, we're going to have to invoice those things. That kind of explains the other clerical position.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Did you say prion-based illnesses?
I did.
Wow. Okay. So they really do exist.
Oh, they do. We have about 12 to 15 cases a year kind of at random in Wisconsin based on our population. But there's only one other place in the state that will do brain recovery for those cases. That's in Madison. So we're actually getting cases from Wisconsin and even from northern Illinois based on state surveillance.
Very interesting. Okay. Glad you're doing it. Glad we don't have to touch it. Literally. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
This item is informational. Thank you very much. Good morning, Mr. Lebowski. Item number two, please.
Item number two is from the Milwaukee Public Museum, submitting an informational quarterly financial update. This is went to the Committee on Parks and Environmental, and they took a motion to receive and place on file, and a vote of 6-0. This is informational, unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning, President and CEO Williams, and good morning, CFO
Fernandez. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, supervisors. My name is Jay Williams, and I'm President and CEO.